The Art of Work, Section 28. Eating is pleasurable and wine makes life merry, but you need money to enjoy both. So do not criticize a ruler even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom, or a little bird may carry your words to report what you say. Instead, give your bread freely to others, and later when you are in need, it will come back to you. Share with as many as possible, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. The rain will fall when the clouds are full of water, and a tree will fall when the wind blows from the right direction. You cannot plant your crops while you study the wind, nor can you reap while you watch the clouds. Just as you do not know how the spirit enters a baby being formed in its mother's womb, neither can you comprehend the work of God, the creator of all things. So plant your seed in the morning, and in the evening don't let your hands be idle, for you do not know which endeavor will succeed, or if both will do equally well. Throughout his book, Kohelet has continually returned to his key thought that we will not find or create a lasting benefit because of all our hard work. The future orientation, he says, is a foolish perspective. What he wants us to focus on is the simple daily rewards of the day, good food and drink with friends and family, and the enjoyment of whatever our hand finds to do. He considers the pursuit of money as a foolish action, and at most says that money will provide some measure of security for times to come. It is interesting that in the opening words of this particular section of Ecclesiastes, most will translate it as, eating is pleasurable, wine makes life merry, and money is the answer to everything. It's a literal enough translation, but all it does is set the book up so that pious teachers can knock it down and prove that Kohelet is a secular and worldly person who loves money. Conversely, and I guess also perversely, the verse becomes one of those magic phrases used by the prosperity teachers to prove that God wants all his children to be rich. Yet in its context, the words simply say that money is the answer to the need to buy bread and wine. Those commodities do not grow on trees, for someone has to process the raw ingredients to create the finished product, and it is highly unlikely that you have the capacity to do both for yourself. You will need to take some of the money you have earned in your day to purchase at least some of your food and drink from someone else. If you are short of money, you may need to borrow, so don't be silly enough to alienate those who have the means to help you. And since you know what it means to be in need, make sure you share freely with others. If you have bread and wine, invite someone over, build community, and enjoy the mutual support that comes as a result. My name is Vance Newdorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.